弟兄姐妹早上平安。
Peace be to you, brothers and sisters, this morning.
这段时间身体不是很好，所以现在这个腰有点抽筋。
I'm suffering from some kind of illness this morning.
求主加力量。
May the Lord add strength.
我们今天看到我们在敬拜当中第一次使用这个卡洪，对吧？
This is the first time we're using this cajon in the worship service.
当那个卡洪，当我拿到这个卡洪的时候，我在家里的时候也试着去拍过几次。
So when I first got it, I tried playing it at my house.
我觉得那个我拍出来的时候，我觉得不是很好听。
At first, I thought it doesn't sound really good.
但是非常感谢主，今天我看到这个和钢琴配在一起的时候，然后这个就效果就很好。
But I give thanks to God that the effects is good today.
所以我们在这里看到一个 team 的 work.
You see here this teamwork.
所以现在这个乐队里面，很多的时候他不是说哪一个人，或者 piano， 或者是弹钢琴的，或者是吉他手，或者是怎么样，弹得多么出色，而是整个一个 team 能不能 work 在一起。
And nowadays a lot of band is no longer one single superstar, but it's the work of the team.
所以这就是我为什么比较喜欢现代的乐队。
That's why I like this current contemporary band more.
因为它是个 teamwork.
It's a teamwork.
所以在教会里面也是这样，我们服侍的时候也是一个 teamwork.
And when we serve in the church, it's the same. We are a team.
所以不需要有很多么出色的人。
You don't have to be a very single outstanding person.
但我们需要在一个 team 里面，我们一起来服侍主。
But we ought to serve in a team.
好，我们今天的主题是两种不同的偶像。
Today our theme is two different idols.
我们是何西阿书的十章一到八节。
And we'll read from Hosea chapter 10 verses 1 through 8.
如果我们回顾我们何西阿书所讲的这些讲道，你会发现我们一直在讲偶像崇拜的事情。
Now if you look at the sermons on Hosea, you see that we're always talking about idolatry.
所以一直在讲偶像，大家可能听的都已经腻了，听腻了。
Perhaps you've heard it many times and you're kind of numb to it.
但是这是在那个就是以色列被掳到被掳到巴比伦之前，他们一个最主要的问题，在被掳之前一个最主要的问题就是偶像崇拜的事情。
But this is the main problem that the Israelites have before they were exiled to Assyria.
其实这个偶像崇拜也对我们来说，也是在我们生活当中所面临的一个最大的一个挑战。
And idolatry is also the greatest problem and struggling that we have in our Christian life.
所以我们一直在这段时间花时间一直来思想这个偶像崇拜的事情。
That is why we are spending a lot of time in thinking about these idols.
我们今天看何西阿书的十章一到八节，在这里我们看到两种不同的偶像。
And here in chapter 10 verses 1 through 8 of Hosea, we see these two different idols.
我们先邀请大家一起起立，我们用起音的方式一起来读这段经文。
May I first invite you to rise as we read this verse responsively.
以色列是茂盛的葡萄树，结果繁多，果子越多，就越增添祭坛。地土越肥美，就越造美丽的柱像。
Their heart is false. Now they must bear their guilt. The Lord will break down their altars and destroy their pillars.
他们必说：“我们没有王，因为我们不敬畏耶和华。王能为我们做什么呢？”
They utter mere words. With empty oaths, they make covenants. So judgment springs up like poisonous weeds in the furrows of the field.
撒玛利亚的居民必因伯雅维的牛犊惊慌，崇拜牛犊的民和喜爱牛犊的祭司，都必因荣耀离开他，为他悲哀。
The thing itself shall be carried to Assyria as tribute to the great king. Ephraim shall be put to shame, and Israel shall be ashamed of his idol.
至于撒玛利亚，他的王必灭没，如水面的沫子一样。
The high places of Avon, the sin of Israel, shall be destroyed. Thorn and thistle shall grow up on their altars, and they shall say to the mountains, Cover us, and to the hills, Fall on us.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主啊，我们来到你的面前，我们求你在我们当中居首位，掌王权。
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we pray that you may be high and exalted up among us.
我们求你在这里彰显你的荣耀。
We pray that your glory may be manifested here.
我们求你祝福你的话语。
And may you bless your own word, O Lord.
也求你的圣灵来膏抹你的仆人。
And may your Holy Spirit anoint the preacher.
主我们感谢赞美你听我们的祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ
Amen 大家请坐
Please be seated
所以我们今天的题目是两种不同的偶像首先我们会对这段经文做一个框架性的一个介绍
And today our topic is the two different idols And the first we'll have this introduction on this structure of this passage
然后我们会思考在这段经文当中出现的两种不同的偶像
Then we'll think of these two different idols that pops up in this scripture
同样在这段经文当中也谈到这个拜偶像它的结局是什么它的结果是什么
And the same way it talks about the consequences of idolatry again
然后最后我们在我们再一起来思考这个救恩之路在哪里
And then we'll think of where is this path of salvation
首先我们来看这段经文我们看这段经文的时候你就会发现这段经文的一节到二节是在讲一个崇拜巴利和崇拜亚舍拉
And so in verses 1 to 2 you see the people worship Baal and Asherah
所以在这第一节的祭坛指的是巴利的祭坛
And the altars in verse 1 is the altars of Baal
那个美丽的柱像指的是那个亚舍拉对亚舍拉的崇拜
And this pillars is actually a reference to Asherah poles
所以我们在这里看到一种偶像
You see that this is the first kind of idol here
就崇拜那种假神崇拜那种巴利亚舍拉
Worship these false deities of Baal and Asherah
然后在第五节到第八节我们看的是另外一种偶像就是金牛犊
And then verses 5 to 8 you see another kind of idol which is the golden calf
比方在第五节里面提到伯亚维的牛犊也提到崇拜牛犊的米和喜爱牛犊的祭司
And then you see the calf of Beth Avon the people who worship the calf
所以这是第二种我们在这里今天要思考的第二种偶像就是金牛犊
And the second kind of idol here is this idol of the golden calf
那么金牛犊是什么
What is this golden calf?
金牛犊其实他们认为他们所敬拜的是耶和华
And golden calf worship is when the people worship and they think that they are worshiping God.
所以金牛犊就代表我们按照我们自己的想法来敬拜神。
So golden calf means that we are actually worshiping God according to our own imagination.
方式，我们自己想象的神，我们自己所理解的那个神来敬拜他。
And we're worshiping God according to our own inventions.
所以这是两种不同的偶像。
There's two different kind of idols here.
然后在第三节、第四节，我们看到这个结局。
And then verses 3 to 4, we see the consequences.
第三节我们看到这个王的结局是什么
We see what's the end of the king and the result of the idolatry
然后第四节我们看到百姓的结局是什么
And what's the end of the people as a result of the idolatry in verse 4
那同样很有意思的就是第五节第八节是拜金牛犊是因为王让他们去拜金牛犊
And verses 5 to 8 you see that it's because of the king that causes people to worship the golden calf
然后第一节到第二节是拜那个巴利和亚舍拉是这个民众去拜巴利和亚舍拉
And then verses 1 and 2 you see the people are the one who worship Baal and Asherah
所以这是这段经文的一个架构
This is this kind of structure that we see in verses 1 through 8
然后我们来看这两种不同的偶像
And so we'll look at these two different idols
然后在第一节提到以色列是茂盛的葡萄树是结果繁多但是在里有提到就是它的果子越多它就越增添祭坛
And here in verse 1 it says that it's a luxurious vine that yields its fruit but the more its fruit increased the more altars he built
我们在这里看到他说在这里提到以色列是茂盛的葡萄树结果繁多说在这里看到神对以色列的祝福对不对
Here we see the blessings of God on Israel that he is a luxury and vine that yields its fruit
所以神祝福他们让他们果子繁多
God blesses them that they may be fruitful
但我们看到这个结果是什么他们果子繁多之后结果是什么他们不是说去感恩不是说来到神的面前来赞美他来感恩他
But what's the result of their fruitfulness? They did not come to God with a gratitude and thanksgiving.
但在这我们看到一个转折很有意思，就是说他们果子越多的时候，他们就越增添祭坛。
So there's a contrary here. The more the fruit increased, the more altars they built.
所以这个祭坛是巴利的祭坛。
These altars are the altars of Baal.
巴利是迦南人所拜的一个偶像。
And Baal is a deity worshipped by the Canaanites.
然后在后面又提到，地土越肥美，就越造美丽的柱像。
And then as the country improved, it improved its pillars.
所以就提到他们的土地越肥沃，他们的出产越多，他们的物质上越丰富，他们就越造那个美丽的柱像。
So the more they increased in their material wealth, they improved on their pillars.
这个柱像的话是崇拜亚舍拉的。
And this pillars is a reference to the Asherah poles.
亚舍拉也是巴利，也是迦南人的一个偶像。
Asherah is also a deity of the Canaanites.
所以我们在这里看到一个，就是说很有意思的事情。他们越祝福越多，然后物质上越丰富，他 他们就越去要拜这个偶像。
So the interesting thing here is that the more they increase in wealth, the more that they worship their idols of the land.
当你看这个时候，我们就觉得这个不可理喻，对不对？
You see that?
怎么会这样？
You thought that it is ridiculous.
那以色列人为什么要拜巴利？为什么要拜亚舍拉呢？
Why would they worship Baal and Asherah?
巴利和亚舍拉都是迦南人的假神。
Baal and Asherah are all deities of the Canaanites.
巴利被称为暴风雨之神。
And Baal is the storm god.
那么在迦南人的神话里面，他那个最高的神叫创始之神叫 El.
So in the myth of the Canaanites, the highest deity is called El.
然后 El 有三个儿子，一个是巴利，一个是海洋之神，还有一个是死亡之神。
And so El has three sons. One is Baal, the other one is the god of death, and the other one is God of sea.
然后在迦南人的神话里面，就是巴尔胜过了，巴尔和他的兄弟来征战。和海洋之神征战，胜过了这个海洋之神。
And so in the myth, Baal war against the sea god and he won.
然后巴尔又和那个死亡之神征战，然后最终他胜过了死亡之神。
And he also war with the god of death and he won.
但中间有很多曲折性的故事。
But of course, there's many kind of drama that happens in between.
所以以色列人，所以迦南人他们就拜巴尔。
So the Canaanites they worship Baal.
那我想以色列人为什么他们进入迦南之后和迦南人一起拜巴尔，可能有两个原因。
Why is it that the Israelites worship Baal together with the Canaanites? There might be two reasons.
第一个原因是因为就是我们知道以色列巴勒斯坦这个地方是一个比较干旱的地方。
First, we know that Palestine, this land of Israel, is a very dry land.
而以色列在当时的是一个农业的国家。
And Israel is an agricultural country.
所以对以色列来说，那个风调雨顺就很重要。
So to the Israelites, the weather is very, very important.
那怎么样才能风调雨顺呢？所以他们就必须依靠这个，我们说依靠老天来赐他们风调雨顺。
So how can they get good weather? They have to depend on the deity to give them good weather.
而刚好这个巴尔是风雨之神。
And Baal is the storm god.
所以就满足了他们这样的一个需求，他们就去拜巴尔，然后希望巴尔能够赐给他们风调雨顺，他们就可以有。他们的那个就可以多结果子，就可以有很多的收成。
So they worship Baal, hoping that he will give them rain and that they have a good harvest.
那我们在这里看到，就是说，以色列因为这个世上，因为这个物质上的财富，所以他们选择去拜巴尔。
And so because of this material wealth, the Israelites have chosen to worship Baal.
那另外一个方面就是以为以色列的，我们刚才提到他那个创始之神被称为 El。
And the other reason is that we know that the highest deity is called El.
但是 El 的话，在希伯来文圣经里面就是上帝的意思。
And in El, we see in the Hebrew Bible refers to God of the Israelites.
所以在当以色列人进入迦南的时候，他们会发现巴尔的，就是说迦南人的这个 El 和他们的在摩西五经里面的那个 El 就 Elohim 是个复数，所以是同一，他们可能会认为他是同一个神。
And then when they enter into Canaan, they might have misunderstood that the El of the Canaanites is the Elohim of the Bible.
然后巴尔又是二的孩子。
And then Baal is the son of El.
所以是因为这个原因，再加上就是巴尔风雨之神，所以他们就我猜想他们就这是他们拜巴尔的一个原因。
So because of these two reasons, they worship Baal.
所以我们在这里看到以色列因为想在物质上更多，想有更多。更多的那个在这个世界上就是有更多的收获，所以他们选择去拜巴尔。
So the Israelites, because they want to have more material wealth, they worship Baal.
所以在这里我们就看到第一种偶像，就是说我们经常所说的这个世界。
And so this first type of idol that we see is what we call the world.
因为他要追求世界上的东西，要追求物质上的丰裕，要追求世界上的财富，所以他选择去拜这个假神。
And because they pursue the things of this world, the wealth of this world, they chose to worship an idol.
然后在第二节又提到他们心怀二意，献祭就定为有罪。
And verse 2, they say their heart is false, now they must bear their guilt.
所以我们看到心怀二意，我们就会想起雅各书里面所说的，就是心怀二意的人不要想从神那里得到什么。
And we see in James that those who have the heart is false, let them not have anything from God.
为什么心怀二意呢？一个方面他们想去拜神，另一个方面又要想去追求这个世界，追求物质上的丰富。
Why is their heart false? Because on one hand they want to worship God, but on the other hand they want to worship the world.
我又想起耶稣在福音书里面所说的，你不可，一个人不可能有两个主。他要么去拜神，要么去拜马门。
And you remember Jesus' words that a person can have no two masters, one he worship the Lord or mammon.
那耶稣在这里 用了两个用了个比喻，一个是地上的财宝，一个是天上的财宝。你到底要选择哪一个财宝？你是要选择地上的财宝，还是你是要选择天上的财宝？
And Jesus used the metaphor that you want to have the earthly treasure or the heavenly treasure.
这也是我今天我们每一个弟兄姐妹所面临的一个挑战，这也是耶稣基督给我们的挑战。你要选择哪一个财宝？
This is the challenge that we face today as well, and the challenge that we face from Jesus. Which treasure should we choose?
你要是选择去追求这个世界，世界上的容易，世界上的荣耀，世界上的物质上的丰裕，还是你要去选择跟随这位上帝？
Do you want to choose all the wealth and the glory and the treasures of this earth, or do you want to choose to worship God?
其实很多的时候，我们面临这样的一个挑战，面临这样的一个选择。我们和这个很多的时候，我们和在这个何西阿时代的以色列人一样。
And actually, we are the same like the Israelites in the time of Hosea.
很多的时候，我们也是因为这个选择物质上的追求，选择追求这个世界，我们会忘记我们的神。
And many times we have chosen to pursue after the things of this world and forget about our God.
所以圣经上，关于这个主题一直在提到。比方说在传道书里面，所罗门就说，世界上的这个荣华富贵，世界上的这个缤纷的世界，这个五颜六彩，眼看看不够，耳听听不足。
So the Bible has many passages on the world. For example, in Ecclesiastes, Solomon says, "All the riches of this world." It's never satisfying for our eyes.
我们有没有这样的感觉？你会看到这个花花世界，真的是眼看看不够，耳听听不足。
Do you have this feeling that everything that you've seen and you have felt, it's not enough? It's never enough.
然后，其实我们中国人也有这样的一个说法。
And then we Chinese, we have this saying as well.
我们中国人也会谈到这个世界对人的一个引诱。
We also talk about the temptations of this world to mankind.
比方说，中国人说五色令人目盲，五音。令人耳聋，五味食令人口爽。
So for example, the Chinese says all these things that happen, or your senses may be overloaded.
什么意思？就是说，你如果老是看那个花花绿绿的颜色，你看的觉得就是说很好看，看的时候觉得很好看，但是过后呢，你目盲。它的目盲是什么意思？就是说你就没有办法来静下心来去看一些处理一些就是生活当中平淡的事情。
So for example, if you look at something really colorful, you may be very excited at that moment, but you'll never calm yourself down to think of something more important.
打个比方说，我们现在看就是说中国的很多的电视连续剧，对不对？
For example, this Chinese drama from television.
你看中国的现在很多电视连续剧，特别那个古装剧，那个风景，那个画面真的是很美。
And if you look at this ancient drama, they have really nice scenes.
你看那个服装，看那个画面，你觉得？那个分辨率也很高。
And if you look at the costumes and the outfit, they are really, really very nice.
所以那个就是五色令人目盲。你看过之后，你会怎么样？
And after you've seen all these colorful, what colorful things, what do you think?
然后如果你看过那个之后，你再去看，或者80年代、90年代，或者是2000年拍的电视剧，你会觉得没办法去看。
And if you look at, once you have seen it, you cannot go back and look at the drama in the '80s or nineties.
你会觉得那个怎么分辨率那么差，对不对？那个图画的质量怎么那么差？你又没办法去入你的眼。
And you feel that the picture quality is too bad. You can't watch it anymore.
所以这就是五色令人目盲，五音令人耳聋。
And that's why all these senses, your senses is spoiled.
那中国人的观点就是说，当我们去看这些东西，你被这个世界所引诱的时候，你被这个世界花花绿绿的世界所引诱的时候，你的神，中国人有一个神的概念，他说你的神，你的心神会散掉的。
And so the Chinese even says that when you are distracted or tempted by this world, your focus or your this focus will you will lose focus.
Your soul
will lose.
那你的神，在我觉得中国人的这个神对应的是就是我们圣经里面提到那个灵。
And so this soul that Chinese talk about.
有中国人讲心神，因为心是通神的。
And when the Chinese says about 心神, he's talking about the soul.
中国人的这个神有两个含义，一个指的是创造这个世界的创造主。
So even in God in Chinese, there's two meaning. One is the creator.
一个是指的我们的心神。
The other
人里面的心神。
Is talking about our soul.
所以它用的是同一个词。
It's using the same word.
但我们如果看圣经的时候，你会看到圣经里面也是类似的。
And if you look at the Bible, you will see similar things.
圣经提到我们的上帝是一个灵，对不对
？And the Bible says that God is a spirit.
就是 Ruach。
And that is the Ruach in Hebrew.
对，希伯来语 Ruach。但如果你看上帝造人的时候，他造了人，然后给他吹了一口气。
When God created man, He blew His breath into the man.
所以那个也是 Ruach。
And that breath is the same word.
所以这里你会看到是同样一个词，人里面也有那个灵在。
So man has this soul in him as well, the spirit.
所以中国人觉得就是人里面你有那个神，所以中国人把这个神称为元神。
And so the Chinese call this the spirit in him.
所以元神是先天的意思，就是说先天就有这样的一个神。
This spirit is innate in a person.
所以中国人对生死的定义就是说，就是说你神散的，你有这个神就是生，没有这个神就是死亡。
So the Chinese, if you have this spirit, you're alive. If you don't have it, you're dead.
所以这个神什么时候有呢？这个神什么时候有？就是说，中国人会说两经相搏谓之神。And
the Chinese will say, when does you?
意思就是说，当你怀孕的时候，你就有了那个神。When
you are conceived, then you have this spirit already.
所以的话，这给我们来看的时候，我们经常会问这个一个问题，就是人什么时候有灵魂？And
we always ask this question, when do we have our soul or our spirit?
那么什么时候堕胎才不算是 murder？
When is it not considered murder when we abort a baby?
但在中国的老祖宗实际很早就告诉你了，当你怀孕的那一刻，你就有神了。And
even in the Chinese tradition, when you are conceived, you already have the spirit in you.
所以中国人会认为，就是说，我们的老祖宗会认为，就是你看这个花花世界的时候，你的神会散掉的。So
even as you look at this colorful world, you will lose the spirit.
所以驰骋田猎，令人心发狂，就是回不守舍，心神不宁。And
you will not have focus, and you will lose your spirit because of these things.
所以大家都有这样的感觉，对不对？当你看那个电视连续剧，看很多电视连续剧的时候，你就有那种回不守舍、失神的那个状况。And
you perhaps experience this, that when you are being overloaded in your senses, you cannot calm down.
那圣经里面也提到说，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔，凡事都有益处。
And the Bible says that exercises in the body there is value, but there's more value in exercise of godliness.
所以我们在这看到，当你被这个世界花花绿的世界所陷在其中的时候，被它引诱的时候，你就会慢慢就会失去你那个元神，你就会失去你那个，你那个，我们说那个真，就是你的你这个人的那个真的状态。And
so as you are tempted again by this world, you will lose this focus and this spirit in you.
换句话说，就是你 lost
了。In other words, you're lost.
那最近我看了一部电影。
Recently, I've watched a movie.
通常的话，我不建议弟兄姐妹去看电视，去看电影，因为你去看的时候是你很容易去 lost.
And I normally don't recommend you to watch movie or drama because you might get lost in there.
但这部电影比较好，就讲这部电影名字叫《无畏西东》，不知道大家有没有听过。
And this movie is called 无畏西东.
这一个我看了以后，我觉得它是个很好的电影，它就讲了四代人。
It talks about four generations of people.
那第一代人是在，就是说清朝末年的时候。
So the first is at the end of the Qing Dynasty.
那么第二代人是在那个民国的时候，抗日战争的时候。
Second generation is the Ming Dynasty in the war.
那第三代人是在那个文化大革命初期的时候。
The third is in the beginning of the Cultural Revolution.
那第四代人是在现在。
And the fourth is this modern era.
这四代的人就讲了清华大学的四代的学子。
And this is the four generations of scholars from Tsinghua University.
他把这四代人串起来，就讲一个共同的主题，就是说他们在怎样在不同的时代，你来寻求那个真。
And these four generations, they are all of the same theme. They are looking for this true self in these four times.
所以第一个时代的那个学子的清华大学的学子，他在这当中，他看到很多人都去。 他的恩赐是在文科方面，但是他看到很多人都是很多有能力的人都去选择理工科，所以他也去选择理工科。So
the first one, even though he's gifted in the literature, but he sees many who goes towards the science field, and he chooses science.
所以当他老师问他的时候，你为什么选择理工科？你的恩赐，你的天赋在文科。他说很多，因为有能力的人、聪明的人都选择理工科。
And so when his teacher asks, why do you choose this science subjects? And he says, because all those who are smart are there.
所以他的老师就鼓励他，就是说你要做你自己的选择，你要寻找你自己那个真。
And his teacher encouraged him to find his true self.
那同样第二代人也是这样，第二代人的话是在，第二代人是在就是说民国的时期，那是王力宏演的。
And so it's the same with the second generation in the Ming Dynasty.
当时是那个所有的这个学校迁到那个云南那里，中国西南联大，对不对？
So all the schools are now at the Yunnan area.
然后王力宏是西南联大的一个学生，当时就是说美国人来招这个飞行员。
And at that time, the Americans came to seek for pilots.
他很想去做飞行员。
He wanted to be a pilot.
但是他的妈妈不让他去做。
But his mom forbid him from doing so.
因为他妈不让他去参军，因为那个很危险。
Because it's very dangerous to go into the military at that time.
但是在他受他这个老师的影响，他的老师来告诉他，他老师就是第一代那个清华的学子，他老师告诉他，你要寻求寻求你生命当中的真理，你的为你的心，你真的想做什么
？But he is influenced by his teacher once again to ask himself what does he truly want for himself.
那同样有第三代人、第四代人都是一样，在不同的时代、在不同的社会环境当中，都面临着不同的挑战。
It's the same in the third and the fourth generation. They face different struggles.
但是有一个东西是一样的，有一个追求是一样的，就是你要追求那个真。
But they are pursuing the same thing, that true self.
这个真是什么？你生命的价值在哪里
？Where is the value of your life？
你生命的真，你生命的价值，不是因着你所拥有的这个物质财富来定义的。
Your value of your life is not determined by your material wealth。
不是因着你追求的这个世界来定义的。
It's not determined by your pursuit of this world。
所以你不要去为西，也不要去为东，你要问你的心。
So don't ask left or right, but of your own heart。
我们感谢主，在福音里面，我们知道我们这个真是什么。
We give thanks to God that we know our true self in the gospel.
我们知道人之所以为人是什么。
We know that why man is man.
是因为我们有上帝的形象。
It's because we have the image of God.
所以这是第一个偶像，是这个世界。
This is the first idol, the idol of the world.
我们很容易迷失在这个世界当中，我们很容易失去我们那个真。
We are easily lost in this world and not losing our true self.
但是你要问你的心，你要追求的是什么
？You have to ask your heart, what are you truly after?
那么第二种偶像是金牛犊。
And the second kind of idol is the golden calf.
那我们在这里看到，就是说，撒玛利亚的居民和伯雅文的牛犊。
And here are the inhabitants of Samaria and the people of the calf of Beth Aven.
然后在第五节同样说，崇拜牛犊的民和喜爱牛犊的祭司。
And those in a people who are worshiping the calf and the priest.
所以以色列人拜那个金牛犊，他们为什么拜金牛犊呢
？Why do they worship this golden calf?
他们拜金牛犊，他们觉得他们是在拜耶和华，是拜那个带领他们出埃及的上帝。
When they worship this golden calf, they think that they are worshiping the Lord who brought them out of Egypt.
当以色列出埃及的时候，然后在申命记里面告诉他们说，我要选一个地方，你们在那里要敬拜我。
And when Israelites came out from Egypt in Numbers, God says, I will choose a place and there you shall worship me.
我们知道这个地方就是耶路撒冷。
And this place was Jerusalem.
但是这个旧约的这个故事，它有它的预表。
But this Old Testament narrative has its foreshadowing.
那旧约的故事告诉我们说，你们只能在耶路撒冷来敬拜上帝。
And the Old Testament narrative tells us that we can only worship God in Jerusalem.
那么在这里的预表指的是，就是说，你们只能预表在新约里面，只有通过耶稣基督，我们才能够敬拜上帝。
And it prefigures in the New Testament that is only in Christ that we can worship God.
但是我们知道，当这个以色列南北国分开的时候，然后由北国的那个耶罗波安他心里面有个害怕。
So when the north and south kingdoms split in Israel, the northern king Jeroboam has a fear.
他心里害怕什么
？What is he fearful of?
他害怕我这国家的这些老百姓，我们都跑到南国耶路撒冷去敬拜上帝。
He's fearful that his people in his kingdom will go to the south to worship God.
那时间长了会怎么样
？What happens if it's a long-term thing?
时间长了人心就散了，对不对
？Now if it's a long-term thing, the people's heart may be won by the southern king.
所以我要怎么做
？So what should I do?
所以我要在伯特利和丹这两个地方建两个金牛犊，说这就是耶和华，我们在这里敬拜上帝。
So I will erect two calves, one in Bethel and Dan, and then it will call it the Lord, and it will worship him there.
所以我们在这个以色列，在北国以色列的历史上面，它的历史上面主要就是有两个偶像，第一个偶像是巴利和亚舍拉，第二个偶像是那个金牛犊。
So in the northern history, there's two main idols. One is Baal and Asherah, the other is the calves.
你看北国以色列历史，你会看到有的时候他们会拆掉那个祭坛，会拆掉那个柱像，但是从头到尾他们从来都没有拆掉那个祭坛。
So you can see that they might take off the Baal and Asherah poles, but they have never removed the golden calves.
因为以色列的王，他们害怕以色列人跑到南国犹大，跑到耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
Because the Israel kings are fearful that the people will go to Judah to worship.
所以他们就按照自己的想法造了一个神，放在伯特利，放在。
So they built a deity according to their own inventions in Bethel and Dan.
所以他们心里害怕，所以他们就制造一个假神，按照他们的想法去敬拜神。
So because of their fear, they built a deity and to worship it.
那以色列老百姓呢
？What about the people of Israel？
以色列老百姓，我要跑到南国耶路撒冷去敬拜神。我现在我只要到丹这个地方，到伯特利的地方敬拜神就可以了，对不对
？And then Israel, the people will think as long as I go to Bethel or Dan,
我不用跑那么远，
I don't
我不用那么累。
I don't have to go down south all the way, and I don't have to be so tired.
所以以色列老百姓因为方便又懒惰的缘故，所以他们选择在丹和伯特利去敬拜上帝。
So because of convenience and laziness, they chose Bethel and Dan to worship God.
但是我们看到这个不是上帝所喜悦的。
But this is not what pleases God.
所以今天我们看到就是说，我们要敬拜神，我们一定要按照上帝他所启示给我们的方式来敬拜他。
Today we see that if we worship God, we have to worship according to His word that He has revealed.
虽然在新约圣经里面，耶稣告诉我们说，我们敬拜神要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
In the New Testament, Jesus told us that we are to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
你在哪里敬拜不重要。
It is not the place where you worship.
但是新约圣经同样又告诉我们说，你不可停止聚会，像那停止惯了的人。
But in the New Testament as well, it asks us not to forego of meeting together.
那新约圣经又告诉我们，告诉在使徒行传，我们又看到他们经常在。在每个星期的第一日来敬拜上帝。
And in Acts, we see that in the first day of the week, they gather together to worship God.
所以我们看到我们在看新约圣经的时候，我们要平衡去看。所以今天很多人就是说去解释那句话，说要按心灵和诚实敬拜上帝，有过头的去解释这句话。
And some have interpreted perhaps the phrase to worship in spirit and in truth.
那么就是说把它解释成自由主义的这种解释。
It is an interpretation of worship freely wherever you want.
所以我不用到教堂里面来敬拜上帝，我到哪里都可以去敬拜上帝。我在家里也可以敬拜上帝。
I don't have to worship in the church. I can worship anywhere, even in my house.
所以这样你会看到那些不守组织的人，你会看到这些人，他们有这样的说法，但是你会看他们的长期以来，他五年、十年，你会看到这些人他们的灵命没有成长。
And if you see these people who champions this view, their spiritual life will be stagnated.
因为他们忽略了另外一个教导，就是你不可停止聚会。
Because they have not paid attention to keep meeting together.
因为神知道我们的软弱，神知道我们要在一起，我们要在一个 community 当中，我们要彼此在一个 community 当中彼此的建造，要可能会有彼此的矛盾，但在这矛盾当中，我们会彼此的建造。
God knows our weakness and He places in the community to build one another, even if we are some conflicts that happens.
然后一起成长。
And then we grow together.
所以你如果失去了 community 的话，你就没有办法成长。
If you lose this community, you will not be able to grow.
那今天你也会看到有很多的弟兄姐妹，他们到教会存在着一种就是说 shopping 的态度。
And today you will see a lot of brothers and sisters to go to church with a consumer attitude.
他们对教会没有委身，经常在一个教会和另外一个教会或其他的教会之间然后 shopping.
And so they have this consumer attitude of going to hopping different churches.
所以他们经常去不同的教会。
They will go to different churches.
但是你会发现的话，这些弟兄姐妹，你过五年、过十年再去看这些弟兄姐妹，你会发现他们的生命没有成长。
But in the long term, you realize that their life will not be growing.
他们增长的只是 knowledge.
What they grow is growing their knowledge.
但是他生命没有成长。
But in their life, it's hard for them to grow.
为什么
？Why?
因为他们没有按照神指定的方式敬拜神。
Because they have not worshipped God according to what God has revealed.
因为他们按照自己所想的那个方式去敬拜。
They are worshiping God according to their own invention.
其实就和在这里以色列人的一样，是拜那个金牛犊的。
It's the same as the Israelites worshiping the golden
calf. 是神所不喜悦的。
It is what is not pleasing to God.
所以我们要敬拜神，要按照神所喜悦的方式去敬拜神，不是我们自己脑袋里面假想一个神，然后去敬拜他。
If we are to worship God, we have to worship according to His word, not according to our own inventions.
但我们如果看这两种偶像，看这两种偶像，他们都有一个共同的特点。
If you look at these two idols, what's the similarities?
就是那个己的问题。
And we come back to the problem of self again.
所以第一个偶像，他是拜这个世界，是吧？追求这个世界，为什么追求这个世界？满足我自己的贪婪，满足我自己的私欲，对不对
？The first idol, why do you pursue the world? Because you want to satisfy yourself.
所以最终那个还是那个己的问题。
We come back to the question and the problem of self.
那第二种呢？第二种也是一个己的问题。我按照我自己想象的神的方式去敬拜他。
And second, it's also a problem of self because you're worshiping God according to your own invention.
我按照自己想要去敬拜神的方式去敬拜他。
It's according to how you want to worship God.
这最终还是一个自己的问题。
Ultimately, you come back to the problem of self.
所以我们要对付的是一个，是我们心中的这个己。
So we have to face the problem of ourselves.
那宋尚杰博士说，基督徒的秘诀，做一个基督徒的秘诀就是舍己。
And John Song says that the secret of a Christian is to be self-denial.
那同样在这个圣经里面有这样的教导。那比方说在圣经里面提到，就是说， 得着生命的将要失丧生命，为我失丧生命的要得着生命。
So the Bible also has this teaching. For example, those who wants to gain his life shall lose it, but those who want to lose his life shall gain it.
同样的经文在圣经里面出现三次，第一次是在马太福音的十章，第二次是在马太福音的十六章，第三次是在马可福音的八章。
And the same scripture happened in three places: Matthew 10, Matthew 16, and Mark 8.
你如果看这三段经文出现的这个上下文，你都会看到耶稣基督在教导做门徒如何做门徒。
And if you look at the context of the scripture, he is actually teaching them how to make disciples.
他是对那个舍己，就是你要背起十字架，舍己来跟从我，对那个舍己的一个解释。
It is an interpretation of self-sacrifice.
所以什么叫舍己？舍己就是为我，就是你要得着生命的要失丧生命，但为我失丧生命的反而要得着生命。
What is this self-sacrificial? It means that those who wants to gain their life will lose it, but those who lose it for Jesus' sake will gain it.
其实这个己的问题的话，是不单是在圣经里面提到，我们中国人也想到这个问题。
And it's not just in the Bible that talks about this problem of self, but even in Chinese tradition as well.
所以你会看很多的民族，他们都会看到这个己的问题。
A lot of cultures will see the problem of self.
那么中国人，比方中国人说，就是圣人后其身而身先，外其身而身存。
And so in the Chinese, for example, it says that those who are those
就把他自己放在后面的，反而是在前面。
Those who put themselves at the back will end up going be in the front.
那不考虑自己的，反而就是说自己反而能够是存在。
Those who don't consider their own advantages, they will be advantages.
所以你会发现这个反和性的话和福音里面的反和性很相似。
And so this paradoxical teaching is similar to those in the Bible.
所以这是说明我们，很多人都，不管各个世界的民族都在。都意识到这个问题，一个己的问题，我们怎么去处理这个问题
？It tells us that we realize this problem of self, but how do we deal with it?
我们待会再谈怎么去处理这个己的问题。
And then we will talk about how do we deal with this problem of self.
我们现在在看这个结局是什么，然后第三节说，他们必说我们没有王，因为我们不敬畏耶和华。王能为我们做什么呢
？But now we look at the consequences. They say we have no king, but for we do not fear the Lord and the king. What could he do for us?
这句话的意思是什么
？What does it mean over here?
这句话的意思就是说，我们没有王，因为王能为我们做什么呢？要王还不如没有王。
What it means is that what does the king, what can the king do for us?
让我们想起以色列人当时的时候，在撒母耳时代，他们向神求一个王。
And we remember the Israelites, they're the ones who asked for a king in Samuel.
但是到现在这个时候，他们说王能为我们做什么？有王还不如不王，没有王，因为他们不，因为这个王如果不敬拜耶和华的话，不敬拜神的话，我们要他做什么呢？
But now, when they have a king, if they do not fear the Lord, what's the king there to do for them?
我们看到以色列的王，因为他害怕以色列人去耶路撒冷敬拜神，所以他放了在丹和伯特利建了两个金牛犊。
Now the Israelite king, because he's afraid of people going to the south, he built the cows at Bethel and Dan.
他们害怕失去百姓。
They are afraid that the people may be lost.
但结果是什么
？But what's the end?
结果百姓说我们有王不如没王。
The people says that we have no king. It's better for us.
结果老百姓说我们要王做什么呢
？He says, what is the king there for us?
你们看王的结局是什么
？You see what's the end of the king?
他们不敬拜神，靠着自己的聪明。
Because
他们想去得到老百姓，但结果怎么样？
They want to win the hearts of the people by themselves, but what's the end?
那我们看老百姓的结局是什么？是他们为立他们为立约说谎言起假誓。
But what's the end of the people? They utter mere words with empty oaths and make covenants.
我们在这里看到，就是说百姓之间是彼此的说谎，然后起假誓，然后就毁约。
There's lies and empty oaths among the people.
因为这个是用来代表百姓的道德的堕落。
This is to represent the moral depravity of the people.
为什么这么说呢？因为在我们知道圣经里面，神所看重的是那个约。
And why do we say that? Because God focus on the covenants in the Old Testament.
所以当一个老百姓他们在彼此说谎的时候，不再看重这个约的时候，这个社会道德已经不行了。
So when the people give empty oaths and make empty covenants, the society is gone.
所以那个最后那个惩罚。就好像是那个有毒的种子一样，在那个田里面长出来。
So the judgment springs up like poisonous weeds in the furrows of the field.
所以我们看到这个是结局是什么样，百姓的结局是怎么样，然后王的结局怎么样。
And so we see the end of the king and also the end of the people.
然后我们最后思考就是这个出路在哪里，救恩之路在哪里。
Finally, we come to this road of salvation.
我们在何下书里面看到的很多的这种审判，看到很多的这种。 神的就是说神征讨以色列人的罪。
In Hosea we see many judgment and God is accusing them of their sins.
我看到以色列人因为拜偶像，他们因为拜巴利，然后拜那个假神，因为拜那个金牛犊，所以神的审判临到他们。
And so because of these idols of this world and also for the golden calves, God's judgment comes upon them.
但我们如果看以色列人自己的话，我们看不到希望，我们看不到这个盼望。
If we only look at Israel themselves, we can never see hope.
因为我们看到以色列人，他无论他是怎么样的惩罚临到他们，他们却不知道悔改。
Because no matter what judgment comes upon them, they do not know how to repent.
或者说他们没有能力去悔改。
They don't have the ability to repent.
但我们在这个何西阿的最后一章，我们看到在这里说，我必医治他们被盗的罪。
But in the last chapter of Hosea, we see that God will heal their sin.
但上帝在这里说，我要去医治他们。
God says, I will heal their apostasy.
他说，我要来，我要来为他们成就这些事情。
And I will fulfill all this for them.
所以我要甘心去爱他们。
I will love them freely.
所以他们虽然是罪人，他们虽然不知道悔改，虽然不没有能力悔改，但是我要爱他们。
Even though they don't have the ability to repent, but I will love them.
所以我们在这里看到神自己要成就这些事情。
God himself will fulfill this.
所以救恩出于耶和华。
That's why salvation belongs to the Lord.
不是因为我们能够我们做了什么。
It is not what we have accomplished.
那神怎么成就了这些事情？
How did God accomplish all this?
我们知道在我们知道这个故事在2000多年前那么神自己道成肉身来到这个世上。
We know this story that 2000 years ago, God himself became man to this earth.
神来到这世上是因为他爱我们。
He came to this earth because he loved us.
所以他甘心爱我们。
He freely loves us.
所以他来到这个世上他是为了为我们赎罪。
And he comes to redeem us.
然后为我们被钉在十字架上。
To die for us on the cross.
所以是在十字架上的赦免，十字架上的无条件的牺牲的爱。
It is this unconditional love that is being shown to us on the cross.
所以这个就是救恩，这个就是出路。
This is the salvation, and this is the way.
所以救恩那个出路不在于以色列自己。
The salvation is not from Israel themselves.
而在于这位施怜悯的神。
But in the Lord who is merciful.
所以神自己死在十字架上，为我们成就了救恩。
God himself died on the cross to accomplish this salvation for us.
所以我们知道在耶稣基督里面当耶稣死在十字架上的时候他的义归算到我们的头上。
So in Jesus Christ when he died on the cross his righteousness is imputed to us.
所以神赦免我们的罪。
So God forgives our sins.
但这不是神为我们所做的所有的东西还有更多的东西。
But it is not all that God has done for us, there's more.
这更多的东西是什么就是神把那个圣灵赐在我们的里面放在我们的里面。
What is this more? He has placed His Spirit in us.
神把他的话语赐给我们。
He gave us His Word.
所以让我们靠着圣灵，让我们借着神的话语，让我们能够成圣，让我们能够不断的除去我们心里面的罪。
So that through His Word and the Spirit, we may be sanctified and remove of our sins.
让我们在成圣的道路上面，让我们不断能够对付我们的自己，除去我们的己。
And in this path of sanctification, we can get rid of ourselves.
所以靠着圣灵的能力，我们能够脱去那个老我，能够穿上这个新我。
And through the power of the Spirit, we can put off our old self and put on the new self.
所以直到有一天的时候，我们去见神面的时候，所有的一切都要成就。
And until one day when we come before the Lord, all things will be fulfilled.
所以我们在第五节、第六节、十四章的第五节、第六节，我们看到这个盼望。
And so in chapter 14, verse 5 to 6, we see this hope.
我必向以色列如甘露。他必如百合花开放，如黎巴嫩的树木扎根。
I will be like the dew to Israel. He shall blossom like the lily. He shall take root like the trees of Lebanon.
他的枝条必延长，他的荣华如橄榄树，他的香气如黎巴嫩的香柏树。
His shoots shall spread out. His beauty shall be like the olive, and his fragrance like Lebanon.
我们在这里看到这个很美的图画，对不对
？We see a very beautiful picture over here.
这就是我们将来见耶稣基督的时候，耶稣基督再来的时候，我们会这样。
This is when Jesus Christ comes again in his second coming. We give thanks to God for all that he has accomplished. So to deal with ourselves, we can't depend on ourselves. But upon the grace of God. Upon the Holy Spirit. And we come before God to seek his help. Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
你是万王之王，你是万主之主。
You are the Lord of Lords and you are the King of Kings.
主，我们在这里，我们向你欢呼。
And here we shout out our praise to you.
我们在这里看到我们最终的结局会怎么样
？And we have seen our ultimate end here.
主啊，就正如这个何西阿书十四章五到六节所说的那样，
Just、
我们的结局是多么的荣美。
Just like Hosea 14:5-6, we have this glorious end in you.
主啊，我们知道这是我们不配得的，我们知道这也不是靠着我们自己能够成就的。
Oh Lord, we know that we are not worthy of this, and that we cannot accomplish all this ourselves.
主啊，但我们知道这是你为我们预备的。
But we know that you have prepared this for us.
你要为我们成就。
And you will fulfill it for us.
主啊，让我们能够来依靠你，能够来仰赖你，
oh, Lord,
能够来顺服你。
May we come to depend on you and to submit to you.
愿你成就。
May you fulfill this.
我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.